Appendix, Roman numerals, courtesy of the Romans. All of those new chapters with numbers strange and new, where did these shapes come from, and what are we to do? Suppose you were a Roman, in your toga and sandals, who wanted to count by the light of your candles. You could go up to 20, with symbols through 9, using your fingers and toes, and that would be fine. But how would you count to 2002, get 2002 cows, and hope each one said moo? Have 1001 troops, each one sitting on his mount, while you march down this long line, trusting you could get your count. Perhaps gather your oxen and have the plebes pose, count to 2002, each horn, hoof, and nose. With so many ones lined up in a row, if you stop to sneeze, you may never know at which number you left off or which one was which if the 900th ox fell into a ditch. You would soon figure out it is easy to group all your ones in a bunch like soldiers in a troop. After all, number 10 could be just such a bunch, like 10 ripe bananas that you could eat for lunch. Those 10 little symbols, 0 through 9 in turn, Romans had it easier with just 7 to learn. Get ready to learn that I equals 1, that V equals 5, and we're not quite done. For X equals 10, better than 2 V's, L equals 50, simple as you please. C equals 100, you can see the pattern. D equals 500, like rings around Saturn. M equals 1000, and that is the last one, 7 little symbols, and with that we are done. Now let us start to count, put the symbols together. There are not many rules, you can count forever. So listen closely. Here is what you do. Remember 3 rules because they are new. Add a number to the next, the heart of rule 1. If it's equal or smaller, that's how it is done. II equals 2, III equals 3, VI equals 6. That's easy to see. Rule 2 says a number is taken from the next. If the next is larger, do not look so perplexed. When you have IV, it's 5 minus 1, leaving you with 4. That answers this one. For example, you'll see that IX equals 9. XIV is longer, and you're doing fine. Now rule 3 says to put numbers in groups of 2. Always start on the right. That's easy to do. XIV becomes 5 minus the 1. Now add that to 10. 14 is the sum. Born in December, 12th month of the year, you'll solve XII, not shedding a tear. You could figure out the year of this book. MCMXC plus VIII. Want to get fancy with time? Just turn your birth date to a Roman numeral. You don't have to wait. Have fun with numbers. There are quite a few. Just consider this as something to do. All of these numbers use a base of 10, where you count to 9, then start over again. You could use any base, like count up to 2, and then you'd be counting like computers do. Consider base 16, hexadecimal, wow, where you can count to F. Amazing. Let's stop now.